The three-member panel of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission had two decisions to make. The first related to last fall's finding by Flynn that patrolman Christopher Manny violated rules and training when beginning a pat-down of Dontre Hamilton at a downtown Milwaukee park last April, and that Manny should have waited for other officers before approaching Hamilton, who was sleeping on concrete. During closing arguments before the commission, the lawyer representing Chief Flynn, Mark Thompson, said backing the chief would send two good messages.
Those officers that follow that training, they're doing the right thing. And secondly, it sends the right message to the community that this department will not tolerate bad pat-downs and profiling.
But Manny's attorney, John Cermelli, argued rulings against his client would send two wrong messages, one to other police officers asked to respond to potentially dangerous calls.
What's the message they're going to send? Don't go in there. Back off, wait, call for backup, even though you know you can handle this situation, because you don't want to get Mannied, all right?
Cermelli also says the public will start thinking that Milwaukee officers won't come quickly when help is needed. The fire and police commissioners then deliberated privately for about an hour. When they returned, they ruled Manny did violate the two department rules. That touched off a tearful and muted celebration by Hamilton's family.
We won't stop until we get justice.
We won't stop until we get justice.
We won't stop until...
Then the commissioners took up phase two of the appeals hearing, whether Manny deserved to be fired. Police Chief Flynn told the commissioners that Manny couldn't come back to the department.
What would I do with an officer who had engaged in this level of incompetence? What is a role that officer could play in the police department in which I could take safely the risk that the employee would never be this incompetent again?
But former officer Manny made one more bid for his job.
But I ask that you do not terminate me. I want to be a cop. It's who I am. I've helped people my whole life, and it's career shows ever since I was 17.
This time a shorter deliberation by the panel, but then the ruling that the firing of Manny was justified. A more jubilant celebration by the Hamiltons and their supporters followed. Dontre Hamilton's brother Nathaniel says he hopes the rulings signal more fairness and truth in police community interactions.
We want truth. We want change. We want a better society to live in. We want better policing. We want better accountability. We want better structure. We want a better culture. And this is a start.
Dontre's mother, Maria Hamilton, says she'll soon take the effort to Washington, D.C. in a Million Moms March on Mother's Day, partly marking the deaths of young African Americans killed during some confrontations.
We're going to celebrate our moms and our families and those lost victims that's been taken by police and vigilante in the United States over the last 3 years.
And, say the Hamiltons, there's still likely to be a civil lawsuit against Christopher Manny for the shooting of Dontre Hamilton. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.